Hey, what's good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Black Twitter right here on BHL. Tonight, we've got Michelle Obama and her book release and feeling some sort of way about Trump at the inauguration. I think we're all feeling that sort of way. And Gabrielle Union has a new baby. Plus, Michelle Williams' husband, he got in some hot water. All coming up right after this. That's right. We are back again. Black Twitter right here on BHL. I'm your host, Alina Vision. I'm joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host.
Hey, everybody, your boy, Al G. Just happy to be here with these two lovely ladies. I'm winning. Win. I'm winning more than J-Rock.
There you go.
Dang, I feel beautiful every time.
Thank
I know.
Guys, it's your girl, Raylan T. And come on, girl. Who is you?
And she's a vision.
I like that. Okay. There you go. Al is on it tonight.
That's right, ladies. I'm here.
It's going to be a fun show.
I've been working out too, ladies, you know.
Hey.
You find out.
let her find out. All right. Got a lot to talk about tonight. First off, Michelle Obama, our black girl magic, our forever first lady.
You look like my first lady today.
Exactly. Forever first lady. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's coming out with a book that releases tomorrow called Becoming. And she's been on the circuit kind of this week. She was up at GMA talking to Robin. And there's a lot of things that were kind of, you know, not left out, but kind of teased that was in the book. Mm-hmm. One thing that we learned about her was that her and Barack actually suffered from infertility. So Sasha and Malia were conceived through IVF, which I thought was really cool for her to come out and say. And she was very vocal about, you know, women need to know about their reproductive, you know, life and all of that. But also, today was probably my favorite little teaser that dropped. And she was feeling some sort of way at the inauguration, which I think we all saw, right?
Lots of tension. Could cut it with a knife, for sure.
Yes, definitely. So, if we're going to get that video ready. She was talking about it. But what do you guys think about her coming out with a book?
I think that they were very classy while they were in the office. Like, they were the Beyonce and Jay-Z of...
And they were friends.
United States.
Yeah, with Beyonce and
Jay-Z.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. And it's because I feel like the Obamas were such... Not only historical being the first, you know, black first lady and black president, but they also were a huge part of pop culture as well. And they were intermingled in the things that we as millennials, you know, knew about, like... hanging out with the rappers and having all the black people. Remember when they came to the White House and they was like swag surfing? Like, they were monumental, and I think a lot of people do want to know more about them because at the end of the day, they still were private with us. But I think people really want to know more about Michelle Obama and their life together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely kept it classy. But I want to give it up to Michelle for also, like, having a nice, like, passive-aggressive dig at Donald Trump in the book, too.
Definitely.
I don't know if you call it passive-aggressive or aggressive-aggressive, but she does it with such class. You know, I don't want to spoil the lead, so we'll just tease a little bit. But she makes reference to all the xenophobia, you know, rhetoric that Trump exploits. Yeah. But she was talking about how he did Barack and when he was running for office. Yep. And the same thing is relevant today with, like, you know, the immigrant situation and people crossing the border. So we'll get into all that. But that's why they want Michelle to run. Her political instincts are on point.
Definitely.
That goes without saying.
Yeah. Especially all the things she did while she was first lady. Like, what was
she's
that campaign?
She's a phenomenal first lady. Not be best.
Not the one that we're trying to do now. But, like, she actually did things. Let's move campaign. Like, she did so many things as first lady that I feel like not a lot of first ladies get to accomplish.
Yeah, I feel like probably her and Hillary Clinton have been in
and maybe Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah,
I'll give it to her too.
Definitely.
But
in the, like, last probably 30 years have definitely been the most, I think, monumental as far as what they got out. I mean, Laura Bush did have the literacy program and all of that. And Melania has Be Best. So
Be Best.
So yeah, like what Al was saying about how, you know, she has those, I love how she has those little digs at Trump because
the classy read.
Exactly. Because she said, you know, I will never forgive him for the birther movement and what he said because it put my family and my children in jeopardy. And as we've seen, especially in the past few weeks with, you know, people that get really crazed up and start sending out bombs to political figures, like, that could have happened. And I'm sure that there was, you know,
Kamala Harris, which was,
yeah.
And people forget about the whole birther thing just because it was way back when Barack, it was before he was running for president, it was before Trump, but that was like the first evidence of trying to make somebody other than by saying Barack wasn't born in America. Right. He's basically saying he's an African Muslim terrorist. That's the dog whistle for it. When you say he's not born in America, he's born in Africa. He's an African Muslim terrorist. And he does the same thing with immigrants today. It's the dog whistle thing.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's take to Twitter and see what people were saying. Toure, who I absolutely love, said Trump was asked about Michelle Obama saying she'd never forgive him for what he said around birtherism. Did he respond like a human being? Of course not.
No.
He said he would never forgive Obama for what he did to our military and how he depleted it. Mm-hmm. He responded with a lie.
Well, he even said before he had said, you know, I will never forgive Obama was, you know what? You want controversy? I'll give you controversy. Like,
yeah.
What?
Like, it was a nothing burger.
Yeah.
There's no there there. But here's a funny thing, though. I'll show you how black Twitter is, how prolific it is. They had the immediate clap back. I didn't even get a chance to put this in. There was so much going on. We were talking about it. When Trump had refused to go visit the gravesite of the World War One veterans in France because it was raining. And then black Twitter started bombing the internet, like with Barack, you know, fighting the rain, sleeting snow, all kind of weather. Showed him up in France, you know, visiting the gravesite. And this is on Veterans Day.
And where did
it makes everything he says just a total lie. And, well, it's typical of Donald Trump. Whatever.
Right, is it shocking anymore?
It's not even shocking anymore.
Where was Melania when she wore that I don't care jacket, do you?
Right, exactly.
I think she was like in Africa somewhere.
No, she was going to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, after the hurricane.
Yeah, to, you know, check it out and whatnot.
Well, then we will never forgive her for wearing a jacket.
And no, we won't.
I want to jump into, because we don't want to get accused of being biased. Here's my whole thing. Is like, it doesn't matter to me whether you're on the left.
I'm like,
I'm a leftist, but certain things I may think, like, more on the libertarian lane, more on the right. I don't know. Okay. So I don't subscribe to either party.
It's all good.
But the thing is, it's like, it's not about whether you're Democrat or Republican.
Right.
It's not about believe in bigger government. I might like lesser government in certain arenas. But it's the Trumpism that's a whole new thing that we're talking about.
Right. Exactly. It's
Trumpism. Misogynist. Exactly. Yeah, misogynist, racist. Just
all things that are wrong.
All things that are wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what's wrong. So yes, I am biased to that.
I agree with you. For me, it's like, I don't care if you're a Republican and those are your, you know, principles and you're a principled Republican. I can get with that. I might not agree with you on everything, but, you know, I respect that. What I don't respect is racism and misogyny and bigotry and just being plain mean.
And I think that's what we saw in this election that just passed in the midterms. Mm-hmm. I feel like Republicans there's a difference between being a Republican and just being in Trumpism. And so you have these people going out to not either, you know, Democrat, Republican, just to separate themselves from that, because nobody wants him in office like that. Nobody wants
him. How much of a statement is that on our society, like where we are at as a people? Well, like just like the president and the presidential election is basically like wrestling, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
You know, it's like slap down.
Right. So let's take a look at, there was one thing on Twitter. Mm-hmm. The Root actually put out a tweet. And I loved this one because you can just tell by the expression on her face. Let's see if we can get that up. You just tell she was not having it at, you know, the inauguration. And they said, our forever First Lady Michelle Obama said she actively stopped herself from smiling during Trump's inauguration. And I think that was totally apparent And dessert, because I stopped smiling too. Girl, look at that look. Yeah, look at that look. God. We all know that look because we all have given that look, that side eye look. Of, this is some bullshit.
That's in the shower, hot water.
Yes, it is. Crying.
When that, exactly.
When your mama gives you that look,
you gotta cut it out.
I mean, so her book is coming out called Becoming, and her tour for this is like sold out. Tickets are impossible to find. Some people in London are paying like $90,000. I think, yeah, I saw that.
Well, you know what? You go ahead, Michelle. You're worth every penny.
Exactly. Every single penny. I saw Sarah Palin tweet out something like, oh my God, can you believe somebody's paying for that? And like Black Twitter was like, yes.
Because they worked
it. You jealous, girl?
Yeah, because nobody. You jealous? Because she ain't going to get $90,000.
No.
Nobody wanted to see her.
Not for that crazy.
No.
Okay, so moving on, we're going to move on to Gabrielle Union, who had a baby via surrogate with Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
Oh, so amazing. Black Twitter was about it.
Black Twitter was about it. And then I've seen Black Twitter be like, shady.
Yeah, a little bit.
Shady.
You know me, I'm coming from the shady side.
Okay, you got to say. What did you got to say, Mr.
Not the shady, I'm coming from the counterpoint side.
Okay.
I met Gabrielle Union for a wonderful woman, talented. Mm-hmm, I like D-Wade. I support them as a couple. Mm-hmm. Hashtag black love, all that. I just threw me off when I saw the pictures of them in bed and they had like the hospital tags and the little
okay so that's where the shade thing. That's
that
where
is
the shade
and I'm not even saying I just threw me off
no
then
no
said
that's
that
what
she had
saying.
Saying.
A lot of
so
people said that
and then she had posted something else where you know I don't want to
right so she had right here are the pictures we got right here so, this is from Black Girl Culture saying congratulations to Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade on their baby girl. So she was doing skin to skin. And
what's that? Like you just bring the baby to your
skin? Yeah, to your skin because they can't regulate like their heat, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. And it's for like bonding and whatnot.
Okay.
So, do you have kids? Did you do that with your
son? No, I do not have kids.
No. Same.
Yeah, I know. So
I am probably not the right person to say.
So a lot of some of Black Twitter, I'll not say a lot, but the shade that was being thrown was, why are they doing, like, why is she in a hospital gown? Mm-hmm. Why is...
And then just she posted question. Another one where she said that she hadn't showered or brushed her teeth in,
a
few days.
Mom.
So people were like, I don't understand how come you feel like this when you didn't really give birth.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that was the shade.
It is. And it's like,
but
she is
I don't know what
mother.
It's like to be a mom. Like, honestly,
yes,
mothers are superheroes.
There
like, that's why
go.
I know I cannot be one.
There you go.
You can.
I don't know. Moms be knowing. Like, they know. I don't
when
know.
When you get older,
have...
you'll get
maybe.
That.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or when you get older, you may not still. Like me, you know. Not going to happen.
See? So I'm like, being a mom is a lot.
It's a lot.
And a new mom at that?
I think people
now.
Are just throwing shade because they, even when you have a surrogate, you're still the biological mother.
And I think that it, even though having a surrogate has been going on for a while, I feel like it's kind of fairly new to society. Like, society has a
because
weird angle
don't
of
talk
accepting
about
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
And I'm so glad that she came out and she's been very vocal about her infertility. And, like, she had, I think, 8 or 9 miscarriages.
Yeah.
And
that's
tried to
bad.
Do IVF.
That's
and,
so
yeah,
oh, that's painful.
It's really painful. Yeah. So it's like, why can't you just celebrate this joy that she finally got her, you know, her baby that she's, you know, tried really, really hard for and had to go through all that emotional stress. And body stress. She said that, like, her body was, you know, preparing to be pregnant for, like, the last two years, like, because of all the shots she's had to do.
It's just a lot.
Yeah, it's
but
a lot.
Even IVF just looks like...
a lot.
It looks painful.
So, you know...
Like, women are strong to ever
they
estimate
are,
the problem.
They are. And even, you know...
the feminine principle. Go back to
we
that
are.
Picture you had pulled on the elbow with elbow and the hearts on his head.
We are... definitely strong and heroes.
We know that. We know that's a given.
Show actually somebody else on Twitter. It was called Black Men Don't Cheat. Let's see if we can pull that up.
Okay,
that's his screen name. I'm just saying.
He just says,
I just watched the clip. Oh no. This is actually for our
next segment.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good,
my bad.
Good,
my bad.
Good,
my bad.
Good.
But yeah, so
congratulations,
yeah, to Michelle Williams.
God bless them. They seem like two good people, perfect parents.
Sorry, Gabrielle Union. I'm like jumping ahead of myself.
For sure. Congrats, Gabby. She looks great too. She just had a birthday, I think, recently. Mm-hmm.
She's a real pretty woman, and her complexion, her skin is so beautiful.
She's gorgeous, awesome.
She's super gorgeous. So congrats to them. All right, now we're gonna move on to our woke segment. So we got a lot of woke this week. We got some fake woke. So you take it away, Al.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, the wokemosphere has been out of control.
The wokemosphere.
That's going to be my new term. We're going to have to call this segment like, who wants smoke and woke? Woke wars, you know, who's about that smoke and woke? I don't know.
You just coming up with things. Well,
there's, so much, there's so much going on.
Hits the gym one.
All right.
Has ideas.
All right. So the first one, let's go to John Legend.
Yes.
And his post on IG. And if we can pull that up, we can throw to that. John Legend posted about the passing of the Fourth Amendment. And for those of you who don't know that, that's...
Not the Fourth Amendment. It was the Fourth
Amendment something. I don't know. What is
in
it?
In Florida.
Yes. That's
their ballot initiative like we have here in California.
Okay, okay.
Right.
In Florida.
Proposition.
Yeah, thank you. And basically, it allows ex-criminals, ex-felons to vote if they committed a nonviolent crime, mm-hmm. if they completed their time, and obviously completed their parole.
Right.
Now, I don't have a problem with that. You know, if you've served your debt to society and you've done all everything that your parole officer asked you to do, and on top of that, you know, our society is looking at nonviolent criminals in a different way. Plus, our jails just can't afford them. So I think that's a first step toward restoring everyone's like wholeness and right to full citizenship. So good looking out to Florida, and really it affects.
They got one thing right.
Yeah, they got one thing right.
Well, if we can get the others,
exactly.
Yeah,
good.
So that's the John Legend one.
Yeah, John Legend. There we go. There is the tweet. So he says, "This is wonderful news and will affect Florida and national elections in perpetuity." Very true. Because if you think about all those votes that are people that cannot vote that are now probably going to be able to vote, they will probably disproportionately, because they are people of color, vote Democrat, I am assuming.
And for everybody, you know.
Right.
You know,
just, it's just, you should.
And even, like,
you should be able to vote.
Anything in their community.
So
definitely.
It'll have a major change on the Florida elections,
And classic, one
which
of the down ballot.
Every time we do something in Florida, it's always shady.
Always.
It's always shady.
We were just talking about this before we came on air. It's like, you all have had 18 years since 2000 to fix this, and
going back to the Henny Chads and all that stuff.
It's the same counties, and you just can't get it together.
But quick shout out to the just the fact that what was I saying about all these down ballot initiatives, you know, that are being recognized. And I'm gonna get to some of the other stuff later.
Okay.
Did you guys have any other thing to talk about? You know, this, because I got some other stuff.
Okay,
coming
well, bring it on. Okay. Bring on the wokemosphere.
Next in the wokemosphere, we got my boy 90s rapper Lord Jamar from Golden Hip Hop Era 90s group Brand Nubian. Talk about they were woke before it was woke. They're all about Afrocentrism and black nationalism. Mm. And Lord Jamar, basically, he's a real cool brother from New York, but he's all about his faith. It's kind of a faith and more philosophy. He's a 5%er. And they're kind of like an offshoot of the black Muslim movement, the Nation of Gods and Earth. Mm-hmm. And but it's more for like, it's something too, I think, that the brothers can relate to on the street. That's why it had such appeal, like in the 90s, you know, like Wu-Tang and all those guys growing up. So I used to rock with it. But anyway, so he posted on his IG that he voted. And if we could throw it out, there's
there
a picture
is.
Of his our little voter pin. And he got the backlash from who? Who was I talking about last week? All the people were saying they were too woke to vote.
See?
So if we could play that little clip, and I think I say where to start it. It's a very interesting take.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's roll it.
Hmm. And I put a post up on, you know, my Instagram stating that I voted. You know, and you know, a lot of people, Lord Jamar, that's right. You about it. You talk the talk. Blah, 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 walk the walk. But a lot of people are like, I am surprised at you, Lord Jamar. I didn't think that you would vote in all this time. I mean, they act like I fucking kissed a white man or some shit. It was fucking crazy. Like, I said, listen, it's just voting is a waste of time and da, 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 da. you know, in my post, I
have yet to see someone. Can you stop offer it right here? A truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, case in point, it's just funny how ironic it is, because that was the very thing we were addressing last week. And I'm just curious, you guys, on your take. How do you like? Because Lord Jamar, he's like from my era. He's like an OG. Yeah. You know? We look up to people like that.
I'm all for people voting. I don't understand the whole "I'm too woke to vote" because then you ain't woke because
you're not.
To me, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, you need to vote until your vote is taken away. Like, you don't understand the power that you have in that one vote. And I know, you know, from people I know in other countries, even family members who at one point did not have the right to vote and, you know, would die, like literally die. I've had family members die for that right to vote. It's just, it's not something to play around with.
Yeah, I was so funny because we did the show Monday. Tuesday was a midterm election. And my coworker, my like home girl, I love her to death. We're usually on the same page with everything. And she told me, no, I'm not voting. And I was like,
it's so disappointing, right?
I shamed her in front of everybody in my office.
You, girl.
To the point where, like, and all she ended up going, because I was like, told my other friend, like, hey, you're like, she's not voting. They're like, what? I was like, she's not voting. And she was like, tell me why I'm voting. I was, well, tell me why I should vote. And I was like, number one, you black. Yeah. Number two, you a woman. Number three, you black. Number four, you a woman. And then I had told her, I was
you
like,
breathe
girl,
air, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I was like, you don't disrespect Coretta Scott King.
Yes.
You better not even use a hot comb, because Madam C.J. Walker is a
Harriet Tubman.
Like, I was, and I had said in front of the whole office of where she felt bad, so she was like, you know what? I'm gonna go vote. And I said,
so did she vote that day?
She voted.
Good.
You're lucky, because sometimes shame isn't a healthy tactic. Sometimes
because she
it works,
was telling me
doesn't.
she used to volunteer at the polls, and she used to do all these things.
What happened?
She was discouraged because she had felt that she had voted so many times and it didn't come out the way she wanted. So now she's like, but you can't win them all. You start so low. You have to take baby steps. You think? You know? Yeah. You have to take baby steps.
Like, boom, yeah.
Now, okay,
yeah.
Ladies, let me chime in. And knowing that I agree with you guys, let me offer the counterpoint, as I like to. The other perspective is that, being that, you know, a lot of people just don't consider America a racist place. They consider it run by, what's the term? I don't know. We don't like to use, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Okay.
It's run by the system is.
Or...
I don't know. The term escapes me. The trendy term, but it's basically run by white racism in this system. And basically, a lot of people feel that if you're in that kind of like category, that because, let's say, if 50% of the money is already spent like on military spending, and another 50% of the money is already spent on tax cuts for the rich. And we know the bankers, the people in power, they keep those in mind. Pretty much, you know, that's established as far as our society. In white supremacy. Duh, that was the word I was trying to say. So if all that money is already accounted for, and basically we only get crumbs off the table, like another like 30%, 25% of the economy to try to do what we want. Some people look like that as it's not worth it. Like, really?
Well, then you're going to always stay in that position. Then there'll be no change.
Do you see where we are right now?
Exactly.
We have three people of color talking about things that black people are talking about right now in society. If that don't tell you that we have come some type of way and we can still go further, then I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know.
All right, and if we can go back to the clip, I don't know. I don't know if he was about to start it, but on 840, Rod Digger, she used to be down with the Busta Rhymes, another dope lyricist from my era.
She's always got something to say.
Yeah. She breaks it down and like addresses the counterpoint.
Voting. So go ahead.
I mean, I don't have a valid reason why not to vote, per se. But I would like to introduce one particular thing to the argument, just to create some balance. So the question I would pose to the room is, if Martin Luther King, that we knew and cherished, if he was alive today, would he be participating in this election system? Think about it. What do you think?
You mean as like running for an office, or like being
advocating
part of
votes, driving people to vote, you know, falling into the system, and you know, definitely getting into the whole Democrat versus Republican issue and cult of personality, Trumpism. You think Dr. King, as we know him today, using deductive reasoning from his policy. And would he truly believe? Do you think he would be engaged in the system today?
I think he would. I think I think if, you know, if more leaders like that would have survived that time period, there may have even been, they would have possibly even introduced another party outside of the Democrats and the Republicans.
I don't attempt to speak for Dr. King. All I'm saying is it's a valid argument to consider.
Yeah.
First of all.
And I think you guys get the gist of it.
I'm real confused. I would think maybe Malcolm X, okay.
Well, Riley, and let me, that was what
but
I was going to
call it. But Martin Luther King was all about togetherness.
But wouldn't Martin Luther King be, hey, everybody, hey, get in the bus, we're all going to drive you to polls to go vote for Hillary? Would he be doing that?
Yes.
Okay, because there's a big difference.
But that's what, because I feel like
Malcolm X was pro-black
and Martin Luther King was pro-everybody.
But take your average Democrat, run-of-the-mill Democrat, who's a politician. I think that's what he's referring to. Would Dr. King say everybody, would we get in line for that? Here's step two. Step two.
But if anything, he would have ignited more black people to even try to run for president.
Exactly.
Well, and I think that leads into the argument.
Because that would mean that we would have more, more people of
which
color.
Which more black women ran and won.
Texas.
Yes. The
shout
judges.
Out Texas.
The 19 judges.
Yes.
Which I think leads us into the final analysis. Either we get more black people running or black people start their own independent party. That's the counterpoint he's getting to. And I think that's what Malcolm X would have been referring
that's
to.
Malcolm
X. Let me just throw this out real quick because he had a speech called The Ballad of the Bullet. Malcolm X into basically like unpack that entire speech that Malcolm gave. It's like, look, if you're not going to use your traditional means of voting, your limited means with that in the United States, all you have left is basically, you know, a revolution. So, I mean, there's things you can do inside the lines, a little bit outside of the lines, but you're really only limited.
But honestly, I feel like at the end of the day, why we have been separated for so long that why even try to keep segregating ourselves?
Yeah.
Especially, like, in this day and age, I come from a mixed family,
right,
so if that's the case, if that's the case, then we wouldn't really be here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like,
and it's like, why not all just work together to be as one and still celebrate our greatness?
And it's all about understanding. Like, this is the thing, people don't understand that things don't come easy.
No,
like,
and
any
not
relationship,
fast.
You have to put in some work. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a relationship that is difficult, you have to put in that work so you can understand the other side. And people are not wanting to put in that work.
Look at they you, just want,
they
just want
some knowledge over here.
Yeah.
Give us some science.
People are, it's not coming
the
easy.
Young people.
You know, they don't get, they don't get what how I feel. You don't get how I feel, so
it's done.
It's done.
And that's not how a relationship works.
And that's not
works.
How it's supposed to work. And you can see that with, look who came to John McCain's funeral.
Yeah.
It's everybody that came out. And that just proved to show you that you could be Democrat, Republican, as long as we are on the same, you know, moral
trajectory.
Compass.
Right.
And to put a pin in that argument, I totally agree.
We gotta move on. So.
Yeah,
okay.
But to put a pin in, I think someone like his argument might be, you know, we can make alliances with other people, say with other people of color, immigrants, LGBT community, but as long as we find out what's central to the black community and those issues and we don't, you know, let those get diluted, then we come from a place of power and negotiation with allies.
If you don't vote, then you're not voting for the black people that are running.
All right.
Then how do you expect to get the
and
power?
And how do you get the black people to, how do you get what we as a community need if you're not going
to
be the one to bring it to the people?
Exactly.
You have to play the game.
Yeah.
Everybody does not want to play the game. If you know that somebody is in that house that you could, like, you know what, I'm about to just have to play this game because I really need to get this point across. I really need my people to get this done for them. Like, I really don't want to, but I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and do it.
Or you may have to be transracial, like my next segment, which I'm about to go into.
Let's go real quick.
All right, everybody. The next part of the woke segment, I told you we've got a lot going on, is called blackfishing. Have you heard of it, ladies and gentlemen? That is the
syndrome. This is crazy. When you sent me this, I was like, what is this? Wait a minute. What? But then I was like, wait, I'm not so shocked because I've seen this. So go for it.
Just finally, there's a name for it. We've seen it before.
Yes.
Hashtag blackfishing. If you go to Twitter, you know, you put it in, you'll see all the pictures and everything about it. But it's basically the syndrome of white women darkening their skin and altering their hair texture. Maybe they put the braids in for a week and take out so it looks a little frizzy. So they look more black. And really, there's another argument to be made because I don't even think they necessarily look like, quote, black women. They look very exotic, like mixed women. So they call that blackfishing. So here we go. If we could take a look at the the meme posted by this brother, Robert Lytle. White women being accused and exposed for pretending to be black women on Instagram, a.k.a. blackfishing. The transformations are quite something. Ladies.
Some things just exhaust me.
I don't even, it's, like, yeah. I don't even know like, where to
wait,
go.
Wait, hold on, because...
Because at the end of the day, this is the thing. Both sides do it.
Do it.
However,
thank you.
History has shown nobody really wants to look like us. You know, we all have been put down for our beauty for so long that nobody really wants to look like us.
Look at these other ones,
by right. That we have been wanting to look, you know, like more European, straighten our hair.
That woman looks very pretty.
She's blackfishing.
There's a couple of other links, and if we can go to the next one too, I think I put in like two or three.
I agree.
But
with
some of these are like amazing. And here's okay. I think there's two schools that we're talking about. Here we go. I haven't followed this chick, Micah Francis. Check it out. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's for me. Like Raylan said, it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I wish people would just be kind of happy with what they have and. You know, celebrate their beauty and whatever God gave them and looked like, and doesn't happen that way. For me, the uncomfortability is like, okay, well, you can take off the fake tanner and go back to being white, whereas it's not the same the other way around.
And also, when we do see white women do things that, you know, being a culture vulture, those things are more praised and like, Paul Mooney, if you guys can look it up, he has like a funny bit about that, like, you know, about how, you know, a white person can do it and it's like, oh my God, you're so beautiful.
Right, like when Khloe Kardashian or Kim Kardashian did like the boxer braid. No, cornrows.
Okay.
She did Fulani braids, but she called it the
Bantu knots that she called. So, yeah.
No, wait, and the,
it's like you can do braids, just you better know where they come from and you better label
but wait,
it correctly.
And the limp and the lip plumper and the bronze. Okay, Kardashian's case in point. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not somebody who gets overhyped on what you're talking about being a culture vulture because I think it's okay for cultures to borrow from each other.
Let me throw in
the other side. I think there's a balance between like there are some women out there like a Rachel Dolezal and there's some woman in Europe who's like dyed her skin like super black to want to be a black woman and she got her plastic surgery to get those curves. Mm-hmm. There are all those women out there, but I said the majority of these women on Instagram, I think they're just doing it for likes and like Halloween makeup.
Honestly,
I think they're taking it off as soon as they get off Instagram.
Like, I believe that she truly, I guess, identifies with herself.
Right.
Because she does a lot of things, too, to help the black community.
Right.
It's one thing to, you know what I mean?
It's one thing to do that and then do something that's derogatory towards the community. Mm-hmm. I don't feel any sort of kind of way towards Rachel. I'm just like, okay.
And the thing is, I understand what you're saying, but Black Twitter, of course, did their research and they lit her ass up and found out she took like a grant from a black person.
Oh,
then she tried to sue Howard for racism.
Okay, well, that's, not okay with that. See that?
So, ladies and gentlemen, blackfishing, brownfishing.
Interesting. Very interesting. That was something that was brought to my attention that I had no... Like, I didn't know there was a term for it.
That is so crazy.
I see it.
The world is changing.
I even heard some sisters, and I'm going to throw this out. This is a good sister. You know, I got to talk to my sisters right here.
Yeah.
I've seen some sisters on Twitter saying, okay, but when people respond, or someone like me might say a counter-argument, okay, what about sisters? You know, we wear blonde weaves. What about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, you know, black women, because of... You know, we've been so marginalized and we have to assimilate. I understand the influence, the cultural influence to assimilate in the United States. And, you know, it's like just, you know, we're talking about Madam C.J. Walker here, okay? Like, wear, you know, straighten your hair. And the brothers used to use a perm. That's just the way it was in, like, W.E. Du Bois days. You know what I mean?
I mean, I used to work in retail. I won't say the name. It rhymes with Bamba Bambi and Mitch. And... They had, you know, things in the back where you had to look like this. You had to have your hair a certain way.
Yeah.
You had to assimilate, basically, if you were ethnic looking.
But you basically, know? These sisters, I think they were trying to like cut off the argument that it's different when black people do it. It can be different, but I also think there's something to be said about it.
Well, because they think, the people who say this, I know, say that, you know, they always say, oh, white people don't have a culture. Black people have, you know, culture and white people don't. So that's why. I'm not saying that, you know, white people may have a culture. I may not know about it, but that's what the people on the streets are saying.
You didn't throw that out to the streets. Yeah. You didn't throw that. Okay. Speaking of the whole black and white thing,
yes.
We're going to move on to our next segment, which is the viral. Michelle Williams, Destiny's Child. Her husband got in some hot water. This was trending today because on their show that's on OWN.
They do have a show now.
Yeah, they do. He said some things. So let me set up this clip, if I can remember. So they had gotten into an argument, and they're talking with their couple's counselor, whoever it is. And she said in the argument, well, you don't understand the way I'm saying this, or pretty much because this is the way black people talk. And he took offense to that because he is white.
Can you run that back to me again? Just a little bit. Slow it down for me.
Okay, go ahead.
So they're in an argument about something, and she happened to say, well, this is just, you know, how black people talk.
Okay.
So you don't get it because you're white, was the gist of it.
Okay.
And he took offense to that.
Okay.
So now we're going to come in on, I believe, let's roll this tape right after that.
To me, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, yellow. It doesn't matter. If you know that the other person was like, I didn't like the way you said that, then seek to find some understanding as to why that person didn't like what you said, you know? And let's keep that the issue, not pull in all these other things, because then it feels like you're just trying to cut, you know? And then it feels like you're just trying to push further away.
But this is not to justify, but yesterday when we had the disagreement, he says, did you take your meds today? Now that...
But wait. That was Dr. Tama. I would never go there, and I apologize for
it. But you should go there regardless.
And I don't think you should ever go there.
I don't know.
Black and white. And it was after she said again, and I got mad, and I was like, did you take your meds today? She knows how to cut.
Wait.
Michelle might need to take her meds sometimes. I could be
wrong, but wait. Okay, take your meds isn't like a racist term,
no, because she has a mental illness.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, that's a dig.
Yeah. Okay. So Black Twitter was not here for it. At all.
I know, and black people are always going to be sensitive, especially when you see an interracial couple and a white person saying something that kind of hits your ear wrong. But personally, I didn't take it that way. But I'd like to hear, you know, let's move on. You guys,
all I gotta say, watch the movie Something New with Sanaa Lathan, and you and you would have a change of heart. Because I watched that movie for the first time. It came out in 2006, I believe. Mm-hmm. But that movie literally shows you what it's like being an interracial couple, and how as black. Not even black women, just being the black counterpart in an interracial couple, especially with a white person, sometimes you do feel like you won't understand this because you're not black. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you don't really know how it may affect the person who isn't black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like a dig as well. It's touchy.
It's definitely touchy. Like, I can speak from my own experience. Mm-hmm. I'm a swirl. You know, my mom is black and my dad's white for all intents and purposes. And I'm sure, like, I've never seen them argue about this sort of thing or argue just in general. But even she sometimes will say, and she's from Africa, so sometimes she'll say, like, you don't understand because it's like a cultural thing. And he doesn't take offense to that. If anything, he's like, and maybe it just could be the years in between them, like, because they've been together for so long. He's like, I understand, like, you know, this, but I'll never fully understand. Because I'm not that.
Exactly.
He's woke and he's like, but help me understand.
And I think people have the right
to, like...
And
that's what you have to be like.
You're never going to understand.
Yeah.
That's from a position of humility and learning, but I also think, too, that we can't discount there are cultural colloquialisms, you know, that certain things are said at a dinner table around a certain company. Like, if one of them, imagine this one, I'm not saying who, said, you crazy. You know what I mean? Then you're like, well, who said it? Well, why did they say it? Do you mean I'm really crazy? But somebody, if it was said, like, in my family, I'd be like, yeah, we hear that all the time. You're crazy.
Right.
But then if you follow that, we'll go take your meds. That's a whole other thing.
See, that was a dig. That was...
But I feel like throw that. When you do... look, I don't know. I'm not white, but I feel like, clearly. But no, I feel as though I can understand saying something like that mm-hmm. is probably hurtful to right. who you're with. I can't relate though, but I feel like it must feel some type of way because if right. you know you have people like I said I'm watching a movie and literally this is being said, so I feel like this is a constant conversation that's usually right. had when you shut your other partner up. Well, you don't understand because you're not black.
Right.
It's kind of like, well, you don't understand because you're not white. Like it's like.
It could go both what? Ways. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So it is a dig. So he just dug right back. But be a man and just like let it go.
Yeah, Black Twitter's going happy all sorts wife, of happy life. Let's pull up this tweet. It says Michelle Williams' husband threw jabs at her for mental health because he got mad because she brought up race. Yeah, girl, you better bash.
Is that how it happened?
Okay. Before you think about heaven. Yeah. I mean, Twitter was definitely feeling some sort of way. Yeah. A lot of people were like calling him racist, which I'm like, I don't think that's the thing. I think he did take a low dig. I think that a lot of people
don't have sensitivity as far right. as, like, they don't feel as though, because of how history has panned out, that white people don't deserve the chance to feel sensitive about
right.
their race. Mm-hmm. Because they have always been the more dominant race. That they don't have a, you know, like, you shouldn't feel no type of way because you've all been winning all your life. You're right. white. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have the upper hand. But it's different when you're supposed to be in a relationship, a marriage with somebody. Yeah. You're supposed to be a union.
Yeah, I think they just have a lot of work to do yeah. in that area.
Ayanna, come over there and fix it, girl. You want to fix my leg. Go yes. fix it.
Yes, how do you feel? Yeah, I see that side eye.
No, you see the wokeness.
No, I agree with you guys. And it almost reminds me of, like, what if he would have said something like, fix your hair before we go to bed. Or you're going to wear like that on your head before we go to bed?
Mm-hmm. That would be
thank you. And he may not say, he may not understand that maybe a lot of black women, you know, this is how they wear, their bandana yeah. head to hold their hair, to keep mm-hmm. their weave tied or whatever so it looks nice so they sleep a certain way. But if a white man said something to like a black woman about her hair, like that's a trigger. And it just goes to show they wouldn't even necessarily yeah. know that.
They wouldn't know it,
They
right.
wouldn't know it.
So that's what I mean. Maybe it just comes with time yeah. of being with that person.
Because at one time,
I don't know.
I did it outside my race.
Communication, ladies and gentlemen.
And as soon as I got in the car, it was Kiss FM until I sat down in that seat and Power 106 was playing. I said, oh, so you don't think I listen to Ryan Seacrest in the morning? You don't think I listen Ryan to JoJo Rogers. On the
See,
radio?
See, that's the thing. Black people were paranoid, and we got to be paranoid. Like, we go up there, like, I'm buying chicken, but I don't want them looking great because I'm buying chicken. So that's the thing. We do have a little paranoia in, like, right. this soft, sensitive spot, you know, where it's very sensitive to us, even if it's for somebody else they can't relate.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. We just, broke down Black Twitter.
People
on fire this week.
Yeah.
I got one more.
Oh.
One more.
Okay.
If it ain't woke, don't fix it.
We gotta roll out.
Shout out to Beto. Shout out to Beto.
Yes, for sure. All right. So where can people find you guys?
Everybody, your boy Al G. I want you to find me on IG now. Al G_Jamaica House Film. Also, RIP to our boy Stan the Man Lee. He's the creator of Marvel Comics. Black Panther hat. I wore my Black Panther tee last week, but shout out to him, RIP.
Yep.
And y'all can find me at Raylan, R-H-E-L-I-N as in Nancy, Taryn, T-A-R-Y-N. On Instagram and Twitter. Yes.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Alina Vision. Until next time, next week, peace.
Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.